It's Wednesday, December 1st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A skills and data gap opportunity. Private 5G is a thing now, thanks to Amazon. And how many SMBs even know about cyber insurance? This is the Business of Tech. Two bits of data for our day today. First, in a survey by Pega of top executives, 62% of respondents have identified data management as the essential competency their organization needs to master today. That beat out coding at 39%. And in that data, 40% of respondents said IT management as a competency will either disappear or become less relevant as more tasks are automated or outsourced. And a skills data point, and it's not good. Quoting NextGov, the U.S. workforce is becoming less digitally savvy compared to those of other nations, with American employees broadly lagging in skills like basic computer literacy and using messaging tools like email, critical knowledge in the modern digital economy. According to data compiled within a report from the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, roughly 31% of employees in the U.S. workforce have either no or limited digital skills. Based on the 2021 data, the U.S. ranked 29th in terms of students engaging in operating systems, cloud computing, and mathematics courses out of 100 countries. Why do we care? Risk and opportunities. Let's start with the risk. IT management could be automated away for many, and probably should be for many SMBs. That requires less service, although it's fair to observe IT needs a highly competent provider to do it. The risk there for the tiny providers is that a larger one can be very competitive at scale with more being automated away. It's that data management priority that intrigues me. Helping organizations with their data is a theme in my coverage. Not nearly enough providers are working on it. Now, couple that with the U.S. workforce losing ground on the basics of tech. Work is getting more complex and more data-driven, and there is an opportunity to be highly skilled at that management and make it accessible to the workforce, which may be increasingly less savvy. Amazon Web Services reInvent is going on this week, and as you might expect, there are a ton of announcements. I'm going to spotlight one in particular. The company is launching AWS Private 5G, a service designed to make it easier for organizations to deploy and manage their own private mobile network. Customers indicate where they want the network built and its capacity prior to the service being turned on and automatically configured. AWS will send customers the hardware, software, and SIM cards to do it. The pricing model is pay-as-you-go for bandwidth, not devices. Why do we care? Private 5G designed to rival or extend Wi-Fi networks, or replace them. That last one is a long-term vision for sure. One of the key disruptions to network engineering is 5G bandwidth being faster than internal solutions. This brings that back under enterprise control and becomes a best-of-both-worlds situation for large enterprises. For smaller ones, it could well be they simply go right to the public internet, just as they would go to public cloud or SaaS versus private cloud. Regardless, the idea of private 5G is a significant change to be aware of from a design perspective, and brought to you by one of the big cloud providers. I talk a lot about cybersecurity on this show. I wish I didn't have to be fair. And so I want to highlight some specific data from AdvisorSmith about the cyber insurance market itself. Surprisingly to me, in a survey of small business owners and managers, 64% are unfamiliar with cyber insurance, 25% don't know what it is, and 39% are unsure of what it covers. Slightly less than 20% know about cyber insurance, but have no plans to buy a policy. 17% of the respondents carry some form of cyber insurance coverage, but more than 7 in 10 purchased policies only after hearing about or being victimized by a cyber attack. Why do we care? With as much as I talk about cyber breaches and cyber insurance, I would have guessed the market penetration was higher. that ignores the 64% completely unaware of it. I shouldn't be surprised. With awareness of cybersecurity far too low and technical solutions awareness low, there is some sad comfort in knowing the insurance industry lacks awareness here too. Misery loves company. Does speak to the combined approach I mentioned yesterday. Tech plus insurance solutions feel like that peanut butter and jelly combination. Bring that financial incentive and protection into the technology one for success. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozynta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thank you for listening, and we will be back again tomorrow. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.